South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David Snell, our tech guy, just recently celebrating a birthday. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Rob. A day older. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, we had to make sure we get that in. Everybody loves to be at... Oh, well, you know, anyway, we did give you the birthday shout-out, though, yesterday in our celebrity birthdays. Our tech talk guy, David Snell. All right, well, David, AI is everywhere. Is it time to embrace it? Okay, so more on the AI here. This is fascinating stuff. What do you got for us?
It sure is. So much happening right now. It's difficult to not get excited about what's going on. You know, we talk about AI a lot on this spot, and many times we're complaining about what it can do or might do. Well, now let's talk a little bit about what it does do. Now, I have a question for you, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Have you adopted your own personal AI agent yet?
No, I guess I have not. No, I don't have my own agent. How does that work? I've used the ChatGPT to look up some things.
Okay, so you're halfway there. But do you use ChatGPT all the time? Is that your primary AI?
I guess most of the time that's the one that I've used so far, but I haven't really explored all the other options.
Okay, so Pam and I have adopted a different AI chatbot for each other, and we also have named them our agents, and we've named them.
Oh, okay.
Just for instance, mine's name is Nova. I let her create that on her own. Okay. And Pam's chatbot, our AI agent, is named Charlie. And we go to them, their go-tos every day for a lot of things that we do. And because of what you're seeing happening in AI, these AI agents are not just conversational anymore. They actually can take actions that can be helpful.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, many people use AI just as a replacement for Google, trying to find something on the internet.
Mm.
But we can use the AI agents to do many things for us. Creatively, tools, you know, like they're like superpowers for them. They can create new individual items for us. They can create environments and all the things that we want to do. For instance, we want to have them build a graphic that's not one of the ones that is copyrighted on the internet. These AIs can build the graphic exactly as you want it to be.
Mm. Yeah, it is true. They do seem to be able to do a lot of things. So more than just a search type of thing, you're saying it's a tool or tools to do other things.
Exactly right. It's becoming more and more of a tool, more helpful and useful than just a chatbot or something to look up what so-and-so is doing on the internet. And it's really the rise of personal AI. So it's going to be running on our local devices in the very near future, if not already. And it's going to be private. And when the more you use it, the more it fine-tunes to you, which is the important part of this.
Okay, so customized in a sense that it's something that you're using, but it's going to be able to work better with you by getting to learn more about who you are and what you need.
And what you do and how you write and all of the different things that you will do using the AI. So it's pretty exciting.
Wow.
I think I'm gonna recommend that you adopt a personal agent in whatever chatbot you want. Whatever AI you want,
so how do I get an agent then? How does that even work? I don't even know how all of this works yet.
Well, it's not. You don't have to go and get anything.
Oh, okay.
What you need to do is embrace the one that you're using, the AI that you're using,
mm-hmm.
and become more personally involved with it.
Okay.
And also business wise, so that the more you identify with the agent that you're working with, the more it learns about you and the better it can perform for you.
All right. Well, this will be helpful here. Yeah, I could use an assistant.
Absolutely. That's what it is. It's an unpaid assistant. Not costing you much at all.
Oh, that's great. Well, and ownership also likes that. But... Yeah. No, I appreciate that. But yeah, okay. So adopt a personal assistant and embrace it, and then you know, be able to use it as a tool to help out at work. And I imagine that probably most fields, it seems like it's, you know, again, can have abilities to assist in any field when you think about it.
Pretty much. You know, we see it happening in medical breakthroughs, which is an amazing part of this. It's helping with treatment planning and speeding up drug recovery, drug discovery, and genetic variant discovery analyzing. It's really cool the way they're doing that. And also, we're inching closer and closer to the home robot type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a lot of robots that are now doing laundry, cleaning, the things that the mundane chores that are done around the house.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, the sci-fi, I think, you know, for most of that, it, again, it's just something thought up of a human mind, but, you know, we can't do it yet, but it doesn't mean it isn't possible, because you watch these things and you're like, okay, that's a good idea. You know, they just have to get a little bit along and then make it, you know, something that people can have and use. And they had the robots in that movie. You may remember that there was one that was assigned to, it was like Will Smith's character's, you know, grandmother. And she was using it to do cooking.
Yep.
You know, and it was chopping vegetables and doing laundry and baking things. And also, they've talked about it, David, for a while, for people that may have mobility issues, in all seriousness, that this could also be something to give the people a better quality of life by having somebody to take care of, you know, tasks that could be difficult.
Exactly right. So the robots will be learning the physical world that we live in to be able to assist humans with that type of stuff on a daily basis. And that's going to take a lot off of other people's workloads, having that type of unit. You want to call it individual, but that type of unit helping around the house.
Wow. Pretty interesting. Again, if we know sci-fi, though, again, if their eyes turn red, or if there's any evil red color, that usually means the robot is bad, according to Hollywood.
Exactly right. If you hear the voice as in hell,
yeah,
you want to be a little concerned.
Best
too.
To get out if you can. In the meantime, AI is everywhere. It's a time to embrace it. Again, as we've talked about, David, you're not going to make it go away. You can choose not to use it, but, it's going to be here. So you can either see how it can help you, or you can live off the grid, I suppose. It's always an option. And, David, though, if people do want to explore more and learn about some of the resources, in fact, you said the AI helped you out with the resources, right?
Yeah, full disclosure, my personal AI assistant, Nova, helped me compile the list that's up on the website right now, using the resources that I use regularly to gather my information in tech. So it's not something I just sent an AI agent out to find something. Went to the places that I go for my information all the time.
Wow. All right. Boy, interesting. And let's see. David Snell, AxSmart IT in Wareham, AxSmart IT. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. It's David Snell, AxSmart IT and Wareham, AxSmartIT.com. Our Tech Talk segment, we do it every week at this time on WATD.